Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you joined us today. We have the awesome pleasure of spotlighting Kitty Green, and she is the founder of Strength in Beauty Foundation. I am so excited to have you, Kitty. So just
Thank
tell
you.
Us a little bit about yourself. Thank you.
Well, I'm actually a native from Chicago. I've been here in town almost 2 years. I'm a divorced mother of three children, and I'm ready to take on life a new challenge for me since the divorce.
I understand. That is amazing. That is amazing. Well, good, good, good. Tell us a little bit about the foundation.
Well, the foundation is a the foundation actually started with my niece, Asia, who was diagnosed with cancer back in 2001. When we were at the hospital, my sister and I, the nurse came in with this thing in a little bag, and it was called a hat. And the hat had some hair on the end of it. And me and my sister looked at each other like, she's not wearing it. You know, it's too much technology out here. So I came to the point where, I'm going to find the perfect wig, you know. And as I got to looking for a wig for my niece, I realized there was no wigs that was out there for children. So I started to try to create some. I don't have a background in hair. Actually, my background is in finance. So I learned to get into hair. So that's how Strength and Beauty came about. I learned that even though we have the technology to mask what is really going on with us as an adult, children don't have the same opportunity.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I felt it was a need and a cause.
Oh, that is awesome. I am so excited that you did that. And, goodness, I know it makes a difference to a lot of children and a lot of families, really.
Oh, yes.
Because it makes a difference how we look. And, you know, people say, oh, people shouldn't care about how you look. People do.
Yes.
So, I mean, whether we want to believe that or not, that is the truth, you know. Definitely.
And it's more so with the children.
Wow.
That's a big, big part of growing up. As children, they want to fit in. They want to be a part of. You're developing who you are as a person as you grow, and it's never the disease that harms the children. It's the fact that they've lost their hair, they look different, and it causes depression.
Yeah.
It causes, you know, it's psychologically harmful.
It's a lot of
things.
So that's why I'm so passionate
about it.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I know your niece was the catalyst for the foundation, but tell me, have you met many other families that, you know, you felt like, oh, man, I need this for this little girl?
Yes, actually, I did it twice in my life. Once in Chicago, when I was trying to make the wigs, you know, just trial and error. And, I didn't want them to go to waste. It may not have been as perfect as I wanted it to be, but I didn't let it go to waste. So I would just donate the wigs over at Children's Memorial Hospital when it was Children's Memorial. And I just used to donate the wigs. And I did it so much that I became familiar to the volunteers. So I got to meet two or three children, and you just look at them, and you'll fill up with tears. And it's like, oh, I could do this for you, or I could do that for you, I could do this for you. And it used to make me feel so good. And then I had an opportunity here in Texas where I was actually doing a nighttime job at one of the hospitals here. And I was walking on the floor making delivery of the medicine. And so it was a little girl in a wheelchair. She wasn't a little girl. She was a teenager. I would give her 13 or 14. And her sister had this long, beautiful red hair. And the girl kept playing in the girl and her sister's hair and just kept playing. And her sister said, stop. You're messing my hair up. Now, mind you, she has none. So, of course, she's playing in her sister's hair because this is something she wants.
Yeah.
So by the grace of God, I got paid the next day, and I was like, please let that girl be there. Please let that girl be there. I'll never forget.
Yeah.
And she just bust out in tears because I came back the next day with the red wig that I got from one of the beauty supply stores. It wasn't nothing I had did or made.
Yeah.
I just went out and bought it.
Yeah.
And I brought it to her. And that little girl was crying. Her mother was crying, and I was like, and Strength and Beauty had been in formation, but it wasn't brought to life the way it is now. It was just being built. So
right.
It was good to do it outside of being a foundation because I did it from the passion that I've always had. So, yeah, I love the smiles. I do. I love the smiles.
That is
amazing.
I know
amazing. I can go on. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that is awesome. That's what we're here for, definitely. And I'm so excited that you shared that because, you know what, it is about bringing other people joy, you guys.
Yes.
And I hope you are taking notes already because she said several things. Giving other people joy is key to our health and our well-being. It helps us be a well-rounded person, and it just helps us be the person that God intended for us to be. So I love that, definitely, definitely. Well, I know, Kitty, on this call, there's going to be people who might be going through a divorce or death of a loved one. They might be going through bad financial times. They might be going through a lot of different things. Tell me what type of advice you would give someone that's having a challenge and how, if you got over a challenge, how you learned in the process, you know, during your challenge. So anything, it could be personal or business, either one.
No problem. Let's take the business.
Okay.
Most of the challenge in the business is, first of all, every challenge has a positive.
Mm-hmm.
If you can hold on to the positive, you get through anything. And in order to hold on to the positive, you got to keep faith in your God.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the one that's going to get you through it. So as long as you have faith first and you hold on to that faith and you hold on to the positive outcome, all the rest of it is going to start to shed as you keep walking. So let's take the foundation. I've had negative, I've had positive. I've had more negative than I did positive. Most people think that funds are better for cures. And I agree wholeheartedly, 200%.
Yeah.
I donate every chance I get. Every chance I get, no matter what the cause is, especially if it's for children, I'll donate. I have no problem with that. Because if we can find a cure, then you don't need me. And if you don't need me, that means we've done good as society, as a group, as a team, as God's children. So I'm okay with finding a cure.
Yeah.
But what got me from feeling like, okay, maybe I shouldn't turn this into a foundation is the fact that I had a lot of people that encouraged me to say there are other people like you that feel the exact same way. There are other people like you that want to give as much as you. So I held on to that little bit, knowing that there are people out there looking for me.
Mm-hmm.
And if this wasn't a path I wasn't supposed to be on during my divorce, I wouldn't be here because that's how I got here.
Wow.
It took me to get a divorce and to separate my family, to get to Texas, to do what God asked me to do, or he's requiring of me, or has ordained me to do. Because ever since I got here, I've had nothing but, I mean, everything the devil tried to throw at me, God has put a wall up. Like, you're not touching this. It's ordained. I've chosen this. And that's why that's why the foundation is where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I've met some great people along the way. So just hold on. That's how you overcome it. And the thing I learned is you no matter how much the negative comes, joy always comes in the morning. So you'll get over this hump. You'll get over it. You might even shed a tear. You might stub a toe. Whatever it may be, pray about it. And if it wasn't for you, God going to show you another road to go down. And since I've gotten here, he has not shown me any other road to go down. Because every time I think this is the road, he'll throw a block up. Nope, go back on the path I told you to be on.
Definitely.
So that's how you stay focused. You stay focused. Stay focused on why you're doing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
It's been a long road.
That's what's needed, you guys. Many times we think that, oh, my goodness, we can't do something or we're not equipped to do something. You know, it is so important, oh, my goodness, that we know that all things are possible. And we've just got to believe that. And if we don't believe that, we've got to look at ourselves because, you know what, there's something going on with us. If we don't believe all things are possible, we may be lacking in faith. We may be lacking in something. But, you know, there's something lacking, and we've just got to make that change. It's okay to make a change, you guys. And it's so important that we just go ahead and decide, okay, this is the change that I need to make, you know?
Yes.
So important, you guys. So I just encourage everyone to just make a change in their life. And if you are going through a struggle right now, be encouraged. Know that that struggle is not there for everyone.
No, it's not.
To bring you down, but just know that it's impossible to fail if you're a believer and if you're going to do the things that God has called you to do. And many times we don't do the things that God has called us to do.
You're right, so, but he'll let you know.
Yeah, definitely.
He'll let you know.
Sometimes what the problem is, we're not just walking in the faith and we're not walking where we need to be walking. So I just encourage everybody to just do the best you can with what you have. And I truly believe God will grant you more. If you're walking in favor and doing what you're supposed to do, he will be there for you, definitely, for sure, for sure. So I'm so glad you shared that with us. Well, I'm going to get to purpose. Everybody has a purpose in life. And how did you find your purpose?
My niece was my inspiration, as you know. It just fell in my lap. First of all, my whole life, I've always been a giver. My weakness has always, throughout my entire life, has always been the elders, the disabled, and the children. I hated bullies growing up. I'm one of those kids, I'm outspoken, and I take no nonsense. But everybody always grasps a hold of me. I'm easy to make friends. That's one of the teachers. One of the teachers have always told me that. I'm easy to make friends. I'm easy to attach to because I'm a very likable person.
Yeah.
But one thing I always hated is bullies. See, I won't mess with the weak link in the corner, but if I see a bully, and my children, especially my boys, they the same way. Like my youngest son, he has a little friend that's being bullied all the time, and I have to. Sometimes I want to tell him that's not your concern. That is not your business. But you know, and that's what we do as society. Everybody don't want to have it their business. This is not my concern. This is why we have the problems we have today, because nobody want to take up the extra responsibility. Well, I can't take away a good heart. It was given to me for a reason. And I used to pray on it. I'd say, Lord, why can't I be like some people, just not care? You know, because when you care, you get a load on you. You know, and it's like, and I swear, I used to pray on it. Take it out of me, you know. I want to be like other people. Because I couldn't stand being the nice one, because the nice one is always the one that gets hurt in the end. And so I had to grow to learn this is my purpose.
Wow.
All my life, I've always been a giver. All my life, I've even given a shirt off my back, literally, in December, in the cold, in Chicago, because I saw a family that needed it. I've literally, I've gotten cussed out for my husband because I gave the absolute last to a child digging in a garbage can with her mother.
Oh, wow.
So my heart has always been a good heart, and that is my purpose. I feel that is my purpose in life, is to give. It's just always been there. And even though I've always I didn't like it, I disliked it a lot. Now that I'm 40, I realize that has always been my purpose, to give back. And my niece, unfortunately, it took her to get cancer to make me understand what God has been saying my whole life. So I believe that's my purpose, is just to give. It's not for me to have everything I have, because he gives me what I need. I may not be a multimillionaire, but I'm not hungry. I may not be rich, but I'm not homeless. He gives me what I need. But the more he gives me, the more I'm able to give back. And I feel that is my purpose, to give. I'm a giver. I am a giver. And I've accepted that now.
Absolutely. And that's exactly the way I feel. So I can so relate to what you're saying.
Yes.
Because I've spent my entire life giving too. And, you know, sometimes people mistake our giving for not just being, they mistake giving for weakness sometimes, you know.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, that can be something that can be very devastating to us and really can hurt us, But the fact is, you know what? If God has put that in our life, that's what we're supposed to be, regardless who says what, you know? So so important that we know that and we just recognize that, you know, because I just know from the bottom of my heart that I was put here to serve others. I was put here to give. So now that I know that, it's like, okay, that's what I'm doing moving forward.
If that's what you want.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, God. I'm willing and able to do that for sure.
Yes.
So definitely. So I'm so glad that you shared that. Okay, if you could give the younger generation any type of advice, what would you say to them?
Oh, the same thing I say to my children. Have purpose. You know, I've never had children that ran the street. I've never had children that just hang out outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people used to say, you know, oh, your kids don't never be outside because they don't have anything to do. My children are, I always thought, you know, when you go outside, have a purpose to go outside. Because if you go outside just to go outside, the devil is out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's full of tricks and trickery.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have kids that run the street. So what I would tell the younger generation is have purpose. Have purpose in everything you do, no matter what it is. You know, you can have fun and be a part of something at the same time. Oh, it's amazing at the things that you can do. Have a purpose. Have a purpose for if you go and you get a job at 15, 16 years old, have a purpose that why are you doing it? You know, is it to better your education in the future? Is it to give you the experience you need to carry out through life? Have a purpose. No matter what it is that you do, have a purpose in life. Give back. Always give back, but have a purpose.
Yes, definitely.
And that's what I've always taught my children. Matter. Don't be a menace to society. Be somebody of society. Change it.
Yeah,
be
definitely.
A part of it.
That is amazing. That is so amazing because I just know that, you know, giving children advice is one of the best things we could do because many times kids don't want to hear their parents or whatnot, and we can come in as a stranger and really, you know, change their life, really. So I just am so glad that you shared that. So kids should have a purpose, definitely.
Yes.
Okay, I wanted to ask you this question because I get this one all the time, all the time. And now that you're in business, I'm sure you get it as well. What do you tell people that are looking to start a business, number one, and number two, business owners who are struggling? I get those calls and texts from two different categories of people. And, you know, my advice for each one of them, sometimes it's not something that they want to hear, you know, because I just believe in being quite honest. And it's so important that you're honest with people, you know. So from future entrepreneurs, what would you tell them? And then struggling entrepreneurs, what would you tell them?
Well, the first thing is in starting anything that you do in life, no matter what it is, is if you see it, hold on to it. There's going to be several bumps in the road. There's going to be a bunch of lemons thrown at you. And you can make lemonade from them lemons, like my granddad used to say. Go ahead and make that lemonade.
Yep.
But if you don't have the sugar, which is your faith, you're going to have some bitter lemonade, which means you ain't going to make it. So you can have bitter lemonade and fail, or you can have some good, sweet, nice, cool-you-down lemonade, and you'll be successful. So keep your faith, number one.
Yep.
Hold on to that dream, that end of the road, number two. And number three, you're right, be honest. Be an open book. If you ask me anything, I may not come out and tell you because I may not even be thinking about it. But if you ask me, I'm an open book. You can Google a name. You can do whatever you want to do. But I'm an open book. I have no problem with displaying anything you need to know about me. I have nothing to hide in my life. I'm not a felon. I'm not none of these things that would destroy me. I know I'm a good person. I know my heart is good. I come from a good home.
Yeah.
I've had my problems as a youth. We all have.
Yeah.
But overall, I know I'm a good person. I've raised my children to be good people. I have a daughter that's in college right now studying to be a neurologist.
Wow, that's amazing.
And it's like when you start a business, just hold on. keep your faith,
yeah.
hold on, and know what's at the end of the road. You're going to get weary. You are. I've
yep.
gotten weary
yep.
many times. It's many times I thought about closing the foundation doors because it's a beast. It's the monster. It eats
yep.
a lot of money. It does.
Yeah, it does.
And I really thought about closing the doors.
Yeah.
But I know
yeah.
at the end of this road, it's something that's supposed to be. So that's
yeah,
what keeps
definitely.
Me going. I have to keep it going. I've had stumbles. I've had tripwires. I've had it all. I've had the devil really work. I've had the devil have me in tears. But
mm-hmm.
I kept my faith. I kept my feet planted in my blessed soil, and
mm-hmm.
and I'm still here. The foundation is still
yeah.
here. The foundation has. I've met you. I've met so many awesome, beautiful
mm-hmm.
women, strong, educated, and successful women. You know, because I've kept my
yeah.
feet planted in blessed soil. No matter what the devil threw at me. So what I would tell a new beginner is first, see your end. If you can see your end, then along this journey, you have no problem of keeping your faith because you see your end. You see how it's going to be, and
yeah.
that's where you're trying to get to. That's the goal. And if you can stay on that road to your goal, you're
mm-hmm.
good. You're good.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, my goodness. That is amazing. My goodness. Definitely. That is amazing because one of the things that I know for sure is that when you're starting, it's not always easy.
No.
Definitely.
No, it was not.
Definitely. Well, what about the struggling entrepreneurs? Anything in particular for them?
The struggling ones, I'm going to say the same thing. If you're struggling, hold on. Look at your
uh-huh.
end. I had to step back a few times. I did. Like I said, I almost
mm-hmm.
closed the doors. If you're struggling, look at the end. Don't look at the beginning. Don't look where you are. Look at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing it? I had to really focus on why I was doing what I was doing. And if it wasn't for that why or my end result, I would have closed. So if you're struggling, hold on. I'm telling you, hold on. It's going to be a challenge. Everything in life, if you really sit
yes.
back and think about it, everything in life is a challenge. How did you get over each challenge? You kept going. So you keep going, whether it's financially or you think of every other avenue. I had to think of other avenues to get, okay, let's take a struggling company. I used to work a 9-to-5 when I started the foundation, but I couldn't
yep.
give
mm-hmm.
as much as I wanted to as far
mm-hmm.
as networking, meeting people like you, or getting other people involved because I worked a 9-to-5. I withdrew my entire RRA. To sit at home to be able to network. That's what I had to do. I'm not telling people to do that. What I'm saying is you need to think of other avenues to get your business to where it needs to be.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's keeping faith and holding on and figuring it out. It's going to fall
yeah.
in your lap. You're going to get a better understanding if you just look at the goal.
Yeah,
so just
definitely.
My advice would be hold on. It's going to be okay. Hold on.
Definitely.
And
that
keep
is
going.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's so true. And that just really brings us a lot of joy when we do what we know we've been destined to do. That's for sure.
Right.
Well, I want to take this time. We have about 6 minutes left, and I'm going to switch things around a little bit. Yeah,
okay.
yeah, I'm going to switch things around a little bit and ask you this. Do you have anything coming up with the foundation that you want to share?
I do. We have our first family event. We have a bowl-a-thon coming out June the 11th from noon to 2 a.m. I mean, noon to 2 p.m. Lord Jesus. Noon to 2 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And I think we have four lanes, and it's a team of five. It's family. It's a family affair. You can order your own T-shirt, have your team name on a T-shirt, and
mm-hmm.
we have a prize, a family prize. It's at Strikes Entertainment, and the grand prize is actually a $100 package to return to Strikes Entertainment
oh, wow.
for laser tag, the arcade, more bowling, for a group
mm-hmm.
of five. So, and then I have individual
oh, wow.
prizes because they'll be chosen amongst children. You know, they get to bowl, you know, with the bumpers
yeah.
up. And you know, so I have prizes for them as well, just for them. But it
right.
is a family affair. I'm looking so forward to it. We have the wood painting coming up. I don't have any dates on that. Well, children get to paint ornaments. On the wood on the wood casing, and we have a lot. There was a lot coming up.
Right. Sounds. Mm-hmm.
You can always find the events on the page.
Okay, great. And I have the email, the website here as well. And that is amazing. I have how we can get in touch with you. But I wanted to know just one thing. How do you relax?
How do I relax?
Mm-hmm. It's important that we take care of ourselves, girl. So I just want to know, what do you do?
I pray. Other than that, I promise you my stress level is at 100. I pray.
Okay.
I promise you. I pray a lot.
Definitely.
A lot.
Definitely. Yeah. That is awesome. Does that keep you motivated? What keeps you motivated to keep going?
The children. The children.
Okay.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
It's them.
Mm-hmm.
It's them.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Great. The motivation lies in the children. That is amazing. Well, definitely. Well, I am so excited that we had the chance to talk today. I wanted to see if you had any type of book recommendation or anything that you wanted to recommend to the audience.
I wouldn't say recommend, but one of my favorite was Daniel Steele, The Long Road Home. It depicts my life in every aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept her faith, and she kept going.
Okay,
and in the end,
that one.
She was right where God wanted her to be. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That one is definitely me all the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Daniel Steele. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. The Long Road Home.
Okay, wonderful. We have had a wonderful interview today, and I am so excited that we had a chance to meet and we decided to do this interview today and share with others.
Uh-huh.
And I am praying for your foundation, that everything goes as you have planned, and that God will just bring funds overflowing to you, definitely, so you can
do
what you need to do to help others, definitely. For sure.
You.
Well, thank
it
you for being here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful
day. No problem.
All righty.
Thank
bye-bye.
You, Cheryl. You have a blessed day as well. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.